Web to Yeshivas Batik Nisirish Am Haaretz Matzinas Adam Noilam. Back to the fourth of the Mishnah. After we have a clear understanding until now, we're going to try to figure out what's the fourth. Okay, what was left out? What's left for us? What's Batik Nisirish Am Haaretz Matzinas Adam Noilam? The general trend that you see in all the different Mefarshim is that the Yeshiva Batei Knesios of Am Haaretz is a place where you talk Lor Metelim. The subject of tonight is Lor Metelim. The questions that we need is Lor Metelim, we can say Lor Metelim. The description of a particular, very particular definition over here of a situation of Dvarim B'Teilim, it comes wrapped up in religious habits. It's Beit Knesset. There are those that learn Beit Knesset doesn't mean what we call Beit Knesset. It means a gathering place. And that a shul is called the Beit Knesset because it's a gathering place. It's where the Knesset gets together. In which case, the Beit Knesset here doesn't necessarily have to mean what we call the Knesset. But actually, the Pashup Shat includes the concept of Obotit Yisir Shalom Yorotz. And then needs some explanation. If you're looking for a place where there's Dvar B'Teilim going on, so there are many places that are opting, that are up for election. There are many possibilities of getting into this category. What's particular about this particular definition to express the fourth of the big anti-Torah situations? The klal, right, that we're learning in the Mishnah, these are the situations, these are the nekudos that stand face-to-face with Torah. Rashi says here, "B'shiras botan nisiyos, shemeskantzim iskim b'dvorim b'teilim, v'nimshochim sham b'nei yodah." So it's a place where people get together, and when they're isik, it's an involvement. Isik is a word that we usually use for iskim b'divitayah. Isik, a person is it's involvement, or isik can be in business. Isik is something that is a what? It doesn't necessarily mean kvias, but it means the level of involvement of the person. Something that he's doing bad, not something he's doing b'mikra. Yeah. Something that he's doing... Right, I mean, kvias is an aspect of that general concept. The idea is that he's there with the person himself is there. And the person is oisik, so what you're oisik in, tell me what you're oisik in and I'll tell you who you are. But a person gets his kvias well. A person gets his... He's alive when he's doing his X, so then I can tell you who he is. The person who is a real carpenter enjoys it, involved in it, not only because of the amount of concentration that it needs in order to do the job. This is his thing, you know, he's involved. The ASIC that you have, in either constructive form of activity, either Torah Derech Eretz, either in Schoyer, a person's business, his livelihood, his bonus, each one in his field. The Chorus of Ovis tells us that the Bishlam implants in the heart of a person a program that tells him who he is. And when a person goes out into life and there are different things available to him, that program will guide him to be what he is. If a person goes after that, he'll do what he is, and he'll be matzliach. If a person goes der hayosher, and he takes that he's cut out for, that's what he is. That's his role in life. That's his tafkid. He'll be matzliach. If he upgrades or downgrades from that, goes right or left, green and yellow, it doesn't matter what situation, the chances are he'll be less successful. And even if he's quote-unquote successful, he's going to be less happy. It's not going to be happy. It's not going to be fulfilled. And his involvement is going to be because he has to. It's going to be a matter of, what can I do? I got to do it. Because you got to do it. But the ASIC is going to be, it's not going to be there. The person can go into a simple type of profession, like a shoemaker. You can see the difference in the person who's fixing shoes, because that's what his father did, and that's the only he knows what to do. The person who's involved, he's a shoemaker. There's a shoemaker, and you're showing him he's a shoemaker. All the limbs, right? The whole nefesh is there, and the shoes come out different. Oy vavoy to the guy who comes in there and doesn't recognize the difference, and you kill him. He put his neshama into fixing that soul. Right? Don't you see the difference?
What?
Yeah. he did it like exactly, I watched it once, so I had to do it, so that, I didn't have it prepared to change. So I told him that I have to wait till you do it. I was amazed. I stared at him the whole process. I was amazed. Because he did a lot of things, there steps that he could have skipped that. I mean, I wish I would never. So what did he do it for? I asked him. So if you didn't do it, sand it down again, and then straighten it out, and sand it down again, and put on the glue, and then see if it goes good, and then do it again. If you didn't do that, you just threw on the glue and threw on the thing, like, so I know the difference. So probably not. Maybe I see that you noticed that I did it, so then maybe you know the difference. So why did you do it for? You already made up a price, I'm going to pay you the same thing. You didn't think that I'm going to notice, because I was pretending I was learning a safe. So you thought that I wouldn't know the difference, and I'm going to pay you the same money, and I'm going to walk out of here. So what you do? That cost me half an hour, that question. Because I got a drush. Very excellent decisions. Excellent. Straight out of some decisions. With demonstrations of the difference. And the bottom line is, when you do something, you do it right.
Right.
So you do it right. And so he says, who do I do it for? Because if I do it right, then I'm a shoemaker. It's not. He had some funny word in Arabic, I think, which I'm not sure what it means, but basically it means not a shoemaker.
He's more than that.
A different stage in life, different status. You can see the same thing when, let's say, for example, a doctor. There are people who are doctors because they're doctors. That's what they are. They're doctors. Usually their fathers were not doctors. Usually becoming a doctor didn't go so easy. And you can see that it's as important to him. It really matters if it's really this way or maybe not. And maybe we'll think it over again. Maybe let's think. Maybe we'll ask somebody else even on his own. Maybe. And there's another doctor who's not that way. Very possibly because he's a doctor because his father was a doctor. You know, it was easy to get into doctor school, especially if you live in the jail. And such other protection-oriented societies. And if you follow the doctor, the chances of you getting into doctor school are about 3,000 times better than somebody who's not a doctor.
I thought your father was in trade before.
Not necessarily. It doesn't always work that way. It seems that in the later generations, it works less and less. There may be reasons for that. The world's getting much more complicated because in a very short period of time, you have to finish up all the loose ends. So it doesn't. So the children very often in our generation are above and beyond what the parents made. Very often you can find generations. You can look around and you can find households where the children are better than the parents. And there's very often a parent honestly can sit and look and see where that comes from. Small little things. A person can see, I don't have any, something I'm not such a big for. I don't have any talent in this area. My wife doesn't either. Right? Where did the kid get it? The kid has it. Oh, well, it's probably not so good. Try it out. Tremendous. Where did it come from? So you go into higher things, and you find even more surprises sometimes. It doesn't mean that the child at the age of 7 is more intelligent and knows better. I mean, that's not what we're talking about. But the potential, there are sometimes potential the person puts into children is not. Doesn't seem there could be other reasons for it, but here in this country, there's a tremendous amount of people who are nice, fine, wonderful Americans, and they got dibs for kids. What the hell? So there's other factors, right? There's the water, there's the air. it's the society, the other kids, all that stuff, right? But there's a reason for generation gaps. Well, time said many of this idea. There used to be that between one generation and next generation would be a normal 20-year period, and the world would continue down the path 20-year period. Okay? Therefore, there would be continuing from one generation to the next. Now the world's on fast forward. So, but from one generation to the next, it could be 3-4 generations leap. 20 years, it's like, you know, look in your paper, see what was 20 years ago, see what's now, see a whole different world. So these are great-grandchildren that we're bringing up.
True. By the time you get the catalog, everything's obsolete. By the time you get the catalog in the mail, everything in there is obsolete. You can't even order it because you're already, it's worthless. This whole comparison, I could hear, I understand it, but it sounds like something that would have sounded better 50 years ago, because the concept of the doctor, the chlau, I don't know where I'm going to find
Dr.
Shoemaker, really? Yeah. I mean, the shoemaker I can hear, he's left over from the last thing, and there's still some little bit. In crafts, you find it occasionally. But
definitely
the professionals, well, you have to form it.
Yeah. There are such people. They didn't exist. Okay. Not very many. It's very small percentage, especially in the higher professions.
The truth is, though, that 56 years ago, there was a very big percentage of all of these doctors and shoemakers who cared about their work to the very end, and did it for some kind of, for the purpose, the fulfillment of getting it completely right, putting everything into it. Not other things. That's nothing to do with the job itself, in the relationship.
Two carriage makers. A carriage used to take minimum for 3 weeks, built from the bottom up, no machines. Couldn't learn a lot to use the machines, and the fellow who made the carriages, if you got his name, could look it up for you. Right? If he didn't like the way it was made, right, he would take it and break it in front of the workmen. Right? That was the way he showed him that you didn't make it right, and do it all over again. And every carriage would be built that way. You wouldn't allow anything out the door without that.
That's what he said.
Yeah, I'm catching on to this mission.
Getting
ready to know what's going on.
Right. Now there comes a very, very, very difficult concept. It took America to create to really explain this mission clearly. It's a tremendously difficult concept. How do you put Vorm Batalim and ASIC together?
Sports.
Yeah, nowadays it's easy. Yeah, no problem. Now the question is, how do you take them apart? Right? But in theory. We're talking theory. Now, well, you know, we brought up in the, you know, Wild Wild West, and we know that's like, that's the basic way of life. And every once in a while, we have to pull our heads out and say, well, that doesn't make any sense. Right? Something wrong with that. But now we're sitting up on an ivory castle somewhere, staying down at all those little ants walking around in the world, and we're thinking in theory how things should be. So, ASIC in business also seems a little interesting kind of thing, but now we understand part of the master plan of the Rebbeinu Shalom that the world should work properly. Everything should be at its best way. So he makes it every person, whatever link that he is, he should be there, and therefore we'll do it right. Therefore everything will work right. Okay. There are two forms of replacement of that. One's called the same coin, just two sides. One called communism, that fell apart already. The other part called capitalism, that fell apart already also. It just hasn't blown up yet, because they're still using artificial respiration. But basically, both of them have taken out the essence of work from the work itself and turned it into some outside tachlis, which is not going to work. Work for the government, you know, organize it. And here, it's just a page. The tachlis means how much does it get at the end of it. The tachlis, how much you get at the end of the month, then behechreach. Behechreach. It's stupid to work on it's especially not, it doesn't pay off to work on quality. Quality is not a... There are still those of us who try to say, no, I'm going to make a business based of being exceptional to the rule, and then I'll show you quality. Right? They'll usually fail. Because the people who don't work that way will usually eat them up alive. Because people, there are small percentages of people who still appreciate quality. But the grand masses, they can just say numbers, 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 and you give them artificial plasticized product. I'll double it. But I put it in. The one from Taiwan is just as good as yours. But you don't understand, that's going to last a month, maybe. Right? This will last you 7 years. That way I won't be able to buy another one for 7 years. This will be able to buy another one in a month. Get the new model with the features. Okay. Keep it that way. Plastic size the world. But it's a becher when the tachlis becomes outside of the ASIC. And the ASIC is only money. So then everything along the way gets lost. Theoretically, at least, such an approach, we can see where it has room in the world of Emes, in the world of Emes for this world, for all the Mazer. Let's say that here. But how about something that's it's whole, it's an empty balloon, it's nothing. Dvorim b'talim, empty words, nothing. Turn them around, empty, open them up, peel off all the layers, and there's nothing inside, not even a little piece. Go on. Zero. Didn't make a difference if you did, didn't make a difference if you didn't. And to apply the concept of ASIC to that is insulting. Insulting to the intelligence. Mazit. What is that? How does a person fall into such a thing? For money, I hear. So you go into business and you try to become a doctor for money. Hey, all right, so money, I hear. All right, make that mistake. All right, this mistake, the other mistake. All right. Nothing. To go. For zero. Everything's very important. Important what? Important nothing. Every once in a while you hear these sports casters reporting a game. You see this artificial excitement that they've been trained. All over the world they all sound the same. Amazing. It doesn't matter which game they're playing either. Right? and yeah, what happened? The ball got in. Yeah. That's all. So understand. The ball got in, so he has 4 points, and he has 3 points. That means that he gets up once more, so. But it's the World Series. World Series what? we do grow. These guys are going to be the best baseball card for all the kids all over the world. Millions and billions of this baseball card. They're going to know exactly what his batting average is. What? Mazi. It's like billions and billions of dollars. Billions and billions of dollars. Right. It's probably the biggest thriving after Armageddon, right? This business in the States, is sports and all of these different forms of the same. Gosh. Zero. It's not even entertaining.
No.
There are higher forms that there used to be. That maybe they have some shyness to something. There's a, you know. The emes is the officer of Nosson throws into this Mishnah. Says that this includes the, I think we're in a post before. So it includes the theories. Theories. So there's this tremendous talent. There's Shakespeare, he's talking about Shakespeare. You're not the Shakespeare. And nowadays, they even know they know Shakespeare. But it used to be that it's like you have a Shakespeare, so they're like, there's something missing from you at some of the king or something. You know, it's us Odom. You're not you primitive, barbaric, something. Where you come from? You don't know Shakespeare. Or Facebook, you know, Mozart. So now I don't know if there's any people who even heard Mozart anymore. The average, you heard it, too busy with this. Or even music, or what they call music. And no, you'll get insulted if I call it noise, right?
Insulted. That's not good enough to do. That's already much too complimentary.
Noise. How does a person become so terribly involved with heart and soul, sweat, and serious nefesh, Right? Sometimes mamash mesiras nefesh. Esek atzuma. Shel ma. Nothing. Empty. Gosh. Nothing. There. Doesn't add up to anything. There are those who try to explain it to you, but everybody had a good time. What? Everybody had a good time. Let's put that on the table and check it out. Did you really have a good time? What does it mean to have a good time? Where does it come from? So the problem is like this. This is reality. This is something, and it's a reality and non-reality, but it's something that happens in masses. So we can't just say, well, the equation didn't work, and forget it, it's a mistake, and get an X on the test. This is something that exists. We have to deal with it. Even though it doesn't seem to have, the equation doesn't seem to work, but it does work. Where does it come from? Where is there in human makeup room for such nonsense? Where is it? How long? Your ears, your eyes, your nose, but what part of the Bria that the Bnei Shalom made, the Tzel Melkin that the Kodesh Baruch Hu created, has possibility of creating this type of?
Yeah.
So it depends on what we're talking about. The Vaday Dimyon can be the major driving force in this operation. But there's a wider, the stage where the Dimyon, where the imagination plays on, is what we need a definition for. We have to find, where's this stage? Where's that center in the human existence?
Deep one. So
yeah. It's called the Von Betel. How'd you know?
Catching on to.
The essence of the human definition that makes him different than anything above him and anything below him is the concept of deep one. Capability of speech, expression in speech. Noise that is capable of conveying messages, very, very fancy Morse code, is not speech. Maybe communication, you can use all kinds of words for it. And that exists by animals too. There are people who got so confused about what the essence of speech is, that when they start learning about the language, quote unquote, of bees and buffaloes and the chayzvos and dolphins, so you see that we're just a fancy animal. You thought you're something special because you speak. You also thought you're just a little bit. Your language is more mishulchal. It's a little more.
Yeah.
Well, it's only clear to you. I don't think the dolphin understands your language better than he understands the dolphin. Mm-hmm. That's like the Americans saying that the best language is American because they understand it in French and Chinese. That's such good languages. It doesn't prove it. The bee will understand. And that's proven also that they have capabilities of doing things that humans are not capable of. Each different animal and each from a different form. A flock of birds is flying in formation. What training it takes to get pilots. Fly in formation. Nobody has ever taken a picture, ever seen, taken a picture of birds that had crash in formation. It hasn't happened. Thousands of years, it hasn't happened. Thousands, millions of birds doing this all the time, right? Somebody, someone should have taken a picture and so saw the collision of two. It hasn't happened yet. You can go on and on with these kind of examples. Yeah, they have very sophisticated, maybe more sophisticated than us, right, forms of signals systems, giving over messages and creating systems of interrelationship. That's not speech. What is the essence of speech? The essence of speech, if we can speak it, is the amazing, non-natural capability of taking things that in their essence are hidden, are inner, and bringing them out, expressing them. That can be thoughts, can be koyches and nefesh, can be what's called emotions, can be all kinds of different forms of inner reality, higher forms of existence that goes beyond the limitations of the physical world. All kinds of forms and levels of ruchnis, of things that are internal, totally personal, and can be expressed by speech. Speech, to be given that title of Dibur instead of fancy Morse code, must be a vehicle for taking inner ideas, taking things that are shayach be'etzem to higher forms of existence, and bring them out in expression into this world. That's what Dibur is. What's the one thing? The most creative activity in the world is speech. Because speech, all the scientists, especially the physicists, have figured it all out with all kinds of fancy mathematical proofs that the world is a revolving cycle of exchange between different forms of the same thing, and nothing ever gets lost, it just changes forms. You can get very deep, where you get to the levels of matter and energy changing forms. But it's just the same thing, just like it says in Qoheles, and as these cycles of different forms of different cycles that interrelate and inter. And it's all. It's all the same. In kol kodesh tachas Hashemesh. Ma'aseh ho yehu sheyeh. There's nothing. What's new? No. Amazing that. I never heard. Let me get on the radio and say, and it's 8 o'clock, beep beep, 8 o'clock. This is the news, five, boom, boom, boom. There's nothing new. I don't have classic example of the wrong thing. In kol kodesh tachas Hashemesh. What are you talking about? There's nothing new. There's nothing new. It's all the same. What is new be'etzem? As lamatim l'shemesh, ein kol chodesh l'may l'shemesh yesh. Its prime form of expression is divrei Torah. Every mila of divrei Torah is an injection into the cosmos of another particle of real existence, of mitzius, of ruchnius, of Torah, of or, to call it what you want. Every divrei Torah is impregnating the existence, the whole world, the internal world, the external world, the person himself, with another level of real reality, bringing down another piece of Olam Habo into Olam Hazeh. So we're in this form, the Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo are not two different places. They're not even two different times. They're two different stages, different forms. But Olam Hazeh will be sufficiently impregnated with Olam Habo, the outer shell will disappear. I mean, the Vashem needs to do his job, right? You just have to prepare the way the Vashem will do the final jobs, and therefore there can be major changes at the end. Our Sakhakol, when the Odom does, will do his, and we bring into the world, we impregnate the world with Mitzias Amitis, with Or, with Teir, with Rufus. So there's going to be a big birthday one day. All of that's going to give birth. It's going to come out into light. Right now the world's pregnant. And it's on the outside, you don't see the child. You see other things, you don't see the child. But when that will give birth, so the Olam Hazeh will produce Olam Haba directly, internally. It will turn into Olam Hazeh will be Olam Haba. When the outer layer will be peeled off, and the impregnated koiches will be giving clear expression. The only constructive activity, the essence of constructive activity, is Divrei Torah. That's called Chaye Olam. There's another form, which is a lower form, but also a form of bringing that's above this world into the world, and it's called Chayesho, that's Tefillah. And the person davens, when I say a shahako on a coffee, that brings coffee into the world. The reason why next week there's coffee is because they said brachas here on this one. You have to have a very good computer with a very good, to be able to follow all the path and see how it works, and you'll see that mamish in cause and effect, that's the way it works. Or you can see it in the ruchis the way, and then it's very straight, very straightforward. But tachlis, the brochus, the tefilos, says in Medrash that every day every day. The Shas, say Shas Kasa, where all of the Chatoyim of Klai Yisrael are recognized. There are tremendous neurois of tzeiros, terrible descriptions of horrifying experience, horrifying descriptions of gzeiros that are the min hadin roi to come from Haveiros. Then Klai Yisrael come into the davening in the morning, and they say, Omen Yehin Shmei Abba, and the koyach of the tefillos, and the Yehin Shmei Abba, the bolch of the kiyush, Shmei Yisrael, Klai Yisrael. The people in charge upstairs have the koyach to take all those gzeiros and put them in a place where they're not going to do any damage, or certainly not going to damage us. Sometimes they fall out the back door and they hit the Philippines or somewhere. Why is that? That's another reason. They land in, Ethiopia, there's a famine. Well, that's Arxia. It fell out over there. Why did it fall out over there? But everything goes around. Why? It's insane. There's a lot of things we have to know. Koyach HaTfila, the existence. A person lives day to day. His food, his existence, his health. Right? On a daily basis. If a person would know, as much as we have complaints against our tefillahs, as much we know that we have to improve our tefillahs, the person would have once a time to realize how much he accomplished with these tefillahs. Right? Instead of knocking himself over the head, why didn't that better? He would start appreciating, but did you know what you accomplished with that bad tefillah? Right? If a person would realize it, even for a moment, it would be much easier for him to daven better. It wouldn't be such an... It's not a responsibility. It's my life on the line. You know, it's like for my benefit kind of thing. You know? Why is the Bnei Shoah? Say we have to go into all of these things to tefillah right now. Sicha. Divrei Torah. Sicha. These are bringing into the world Olam Haba and bringing into the world Olam Hazeh. The Torah of Olam Hazeh is dependent on tefillah. Where did it say that? All the way back in Bereshis. The Bnei Shoah created a beautiful world. Know what it looked like when Adam Rishon got up? Mars. Right. Barren dirt. Nothing there. But what it says in the Pasuk about trees is it has to rain first. Right. You didn't have no rain. No trees, no birds, nothing. It's barren Mars. Right. So, okay. David, rain came down. Probably happened very, very quickly. And then he was living in Gan Eden. He had to daven first. But when he opened his eyes, when he got up, when I looked around, it was Mars. Look like I don't know exactly which. It's like Pluto. But Noach.
Pluto.
What Noach saw when he came out of the cave. He died and he came down because all of the toif, the poil of Olam Hazeh is dependent on toif. The ruchnius, the pnimius, the netzach, the Olam Haba is dependent on toif. Toif of Olam Hazeh is dependent on toif. There's nothing in the Wiki Debo.
Nothing.
Nothing. You can create, use constructive power, and impregnate nothing, create nothing, waste, out, gosh. Why is a person doing such a thing? To take the power, the essence of it, it comes out of his neshama and he throws it out in the garbage. It's not that he just stomped a little bit of chatter. The person who stomped had a conversation chatter, and it wasn't ASIC in Dvorim B'Tehillim. So that's not Bizvuzman, but that's not this. We're talking about Divrei Dvorim B'Tehillim. It's Dvorim. That means it's coming out of his neshama. And where's it going? Straight into garbage. Okay. Nothing. Zero. Empty.
Yetzirah convinces him that this is a purpose. This is a tachlis. Doing something important.
There's a... Going, Mishlei explains the side of this. It's be'emes. It's be'emes something that doesn't make any sense. Be'emes something lechayer doesn't work. It should be. If you think about it, you see
it
doesn't. Yeah, it does, but it doesn't. In Echanami, the going explains in Mishlei that. It comes from the klal of Zelu Mezer Baruch. Zelu Mezer. Against every power that the Bereshit gave us positive, there has to be a negative counterpart. He created for the purpose of clearing the soul and everything else. The Bereshit created an existence of non-existence. And a person can either bring into the world life, or he can create death. You can bring in light, and you can bring in dark. You can bring in fulfillment, and you can bring in emptiness. It's a creation of anti. It's a creation of zero. It's a creation of negative. Anti-matter. There exists within us the Koyach HaDibur. The Koyach HaDibur was given and presented to us, Zelo Mazel. Either constructive or destructive. It can be this way, and it can be the other. The Goyen continues and explains over there, both of these powers are really not from this world. Both of these powers are from the essence of Ha'odom, Ve'ezachelek al-Kam and Baal. Like we say, the Koyach HaDibur, both in the positive form of Torah and Tevilah, and the negative form of Torah and Betelim, both of these powers don't work with the worlds of Olam Hazeh. These powers work with the world of Olam Haruchni. The world of Olam Haruchni is, I mean, there are such expressions in this world also, but the basic world of Olam Haruchni is, the more you use something, the stronger it gets. Yeah, there's a lot of things like that in this world too, but we don't have time, I don't go into it, but in constructive powers, not in Kali, muscles get stronger the more you use them. Right? But the energy, the powers that are in them, not the potential, but the actual power, you have to use it. And you have to replenish it. You bring more electricity. You have to bring more food into the system. You got to bring more gasoline into the car. The power, the machinery can get stronger sometimes until it wears out. You can have an expression of a going up before it starts going down. Really using it at up to. That's why if you look at the sports people, something like that, that prime, they'll look a lot better than me and you. But at 55, not necessarily. Usually they worn out. It's more than this thing. That's been studied. That's been studied. Because they've worn themselves out physically.
It's the same with Ruchnius. Yeah.
All guys was like that. In Ruchnius, the more a person does something, it creates a more desire, a more capability, and a more energy force in that area. Positive, negative. The more a person learns Torah, the more a person will be Oisik B'divrei Torah, will have Binene, V'harivno B'divrei Torah. Same thing with Tefillah. The more a person is icing and devoting Betelim, then he has to continue being icing and devoting Betelim. It's a real need, because he's creating himself a factory of emptiness that has to create more emptiness.
Is it connected to the Mesudar as well? Or is it
It's similar. Similar. Right. Now we've gotten to the point where it's become public, and everybody, this is, you have millions of people, nobody gets embarrassed. Right? They're all saying, yeah, that's all right. That the main thing that the structure, the deep board that they're involved with is the baseball, right? So, you're a human being. Well, where are you? What happened to you?
It's just gone down. It's not even baseball anymore.
What is it?
It's really gone down to soccer. It's a lower level. It's a lower level.
Speak to you often.
Huh?
It's similar, right? It's the same type of thing. But here is a place in particular. We have to know that in the Divrei Torah, in the Devarim B'Kelim, is the essence of the meaning place of the higher worlds and the lower world, the Sham and the Guf. A person, Nefesh Chaya, Ruach Hamalo, the place where the Nefesh and the Guf, the Sham and the Guf, are expressed as one entity. The person himself is in the Koyach HaDibur. That Chidush, that Koyach HaChidush, everything else the Bein Shem does, right? That the Bein Shem gave us in our hand, right? That when we do, in either constructive or destructive, don't ask me for Meisim, that needs explained, that's Badai also. Right? There's not enough time to go into everything. But behold, the Yisoid of the essence, existence, of bringing Olam HaBo out into the world, and bringing the Toiv of Olam Hazeh into the world, or Chas V'Shalom the Hefer. That's the Yisoid of Oiskin B'Divrei Torah, Oiskin B'Tefillah. Then there's a middle ground called Oisik B'Parnasa, Derech Eretz, Kodmo L'Torah. That if it is in the relationship of Kodmo L'Torah, then it can attach itself to that, right? And if it's how to get enough time or money or to go to the baseball game, so then Derech Eretz, Kodmo the baseball game. Okay. Depends. It's part. It can go this way or that. It's something that could be the Toimech of Toyer, and it could be the Toimech of Toyer.
Is it
mind
constantly struggle?
I'm glad you noticed it. Yeah, that's like what it's all about. Yeah, it's kind of practical.
Or something you don't know.
Oh, yeah. At every minute of this, at every second is a bechira, though. I mean, you decide which one to go. So, what happens? Why do you go to the other place? Why do you go to the wrong place?
Well, you go because you did last time. So now it's hard to overcome.
It's automatic. You have nothing to do with it. There'd be no bechira. Yeah, but at each time we said there was a bechira point.
Most people, because you have higher and lower levels
of
meaning point.
But there's still the bechira.
There's a higher and lower levels of meaning point. Right? But most people have been in. That means most people have shaykhus to Torah, shaykhus to Tefillah, and shaykhus to Torah.
Yeah, but here is
much. Now there's a struggle at every moment. Am I going to add a brick over here or add a negative brick over there?
Right, okay, I understand. But we once said, so if you're in the field of Torahs, it's going to be easy to continue. Right. If you're in the, right, we once spoke about this in a different mission, if you're in the battlefield, it's like what Rev Dessler says, or Devorim Batalim, so it's going to be hot. But you still have the Bechira, right? You're holding 50-50. Right. So what happened? The Yetzirah came and convinced you. I mean, something convinces you that you still should go the other way, even if it's only very easy to do.
Right. There's a real need that exists within the person. To be Isaac with Devorim Batalim, to whatever degree he was already Isaac with Devorim
Batalim. It builds up a lacking.
It builds up
more.
It's the big black hole that brings more black holes.
But this makes it, it's not a big fear.
So I was once told that Torah is the only thing that the more you eat, the less you get satiated.
But there's one other thing.
But there's one other thing.
That's what the Gatsuch is really doing. He says the two things that are like that is Devorim Batalim. And that's why it's the Zelu Mazeh at Devorim Batalim.
The Mishnah is not a problem. The Mishnah is
not a problem.
The
Mishnah is not a problem.
The more you eat, the hungrier you get. Have a great
eating. The Mishnah
is not a problem.
No, I was talking
about
that. The Zelu Mazeh has to throw them. It's good myself to make it clear. You know, they're different forms. There's a concept of yeshivas, which is a lot of yeshivas, something like kviyas.
Right.
But the knesias, the idea of knesias is tzibur.
Right.
It becomes a public accepted way of life. Shalami Eloyas. The opposite of Talmud Chochmah is Amoritz. The kviyas of the tzibur of the Devorim Batalim, the exact expression of that concept is called yeshivas putting tzibur
Amoritz. It's using all that power in the opposite direction. Yeah.
In the ultimate, this is the expression of it in the, you couldn't have said it better, right? That, you have to know, just like we saw all until now, doesn't mean if I learn in a good place, I dive in a good shul, then I don't have to worry about this. This is just the expression of the high point of the Zel Umazeh. But the concept I have to take for each individual, for each point of his time, and each condition that he's in each place. The first thing is to dive in a good shul. To have a good seep around you, have good friends. Very, very important. Good neighbors. The people, the places, the people that are around you. The type of tzibur, the interest groups. The people of Toichim, the people that have meaning, tachlis in their life, and the people that have, I think, every yid has tachlis. Some more than some more. Ashrei mi, if you will look at them, one who has the father. But then the hardest part, is when we totally internalize this, do not forget about anything going on outside. When I'm sitting in the basement with my chavrusa in front of the gemara, in the basement, this Mishnah also is hanging over my head. Now also, maybe that's his primary place.
That's not an basic, even if you do it. I mean, it's fucking on the basic part.
Yeah. Well, I'll take you to the basement without giving names, and I'll show you.
Yeah. Oh, those people aren't even there for the tachas of the Torah, then maybe.
They are. No, they are.
I was saying that. If the ASIC is this, or the ASIC is not even there.
No. They're living
out the duals too, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
Where you been? Good old-fashioned hypocrisy. Where have you been? Right.
Okay.
Bad news. Difficult. Right. Bad news. Bad news. But we have to know that every person is always up against this. Every time a person is going to sit down to learn, the Yetzirah is there. It isn't going away. And Brosi Yetzirah, Brosi Toya Tavlin, is especially expressed about outside Yetzirah. But the one internal base Medrash Yetzirah is, yeah, but how about the because the same koyach, the same type of power, same source in the neshama called the etzim koyach adibur, which is the mahus, the etzim nekuda of Adam, has two expressions. And he goes, what about me? Right. So how about one thesis and then one, just like a couple of words about a very important issue.
So it definitely calms down the...
especially the other type of Yitzhar.
Yeah,
this is a particular Yitzhar
B'Shas. It's very good. Think about you have how much time at home do you spend in Bar Mitzvah? My mind comparatively less.
Much less than the basement.
Right, it's an interesting thing. Yeah,
that's one of the ideas. That's one of the ideas of what it means. Tafka. The Mokum of Tefillah V'Torah is the place where the Ramatela. That's where the sugi is. The other forms of Ramatela, you're not going to have sports there. Right? People are not going to... there's different forms of Ramatela. Right? That's outside. Right? But the Mo'el of the form, which is the sign of every Benta, every person sitting on earth. And each person who sits down for his Seder, that person's created from the Torah. So that's no for that hour that he's created to the Torah, right? He's a Talmud Chacham.
The whole thing.
The whole package.
he's inviting to leave you alone.
He's resting on the couch. He didn't come to the game.
Maybe he had that call for war.
No, he is.
His struggle with you is.
He's sitting in the middle of the field laughing at all these yo-yos. What are you guys doing? Look what I did to you. And you paid money for this. Hashem Yatzilenu, Mikol HaMashriyim, Ramanim, Yatzilenu, Chalkinu, Heim Otsvano, Otsin, Heim Amidu Anon Amidu, Shehin Chalkinu, Yachalki, Yvotsin, Medrash, Yohav, Na Hashem Akinu, Zavis, Yatzilenu,